I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're awesome. Right off the bat, does it have a different feel coming into this year than most, or do you just prepare the same way? It feels like it has a special feeling this season, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of excitement around the program again this year, and some new faces, and obviously with Anthony returning as the reigning player of the year in the conference, you know, I think there's a lot of excitement, which it's fun to be a part of.
John, when you think about entering your ninth year, I can't believe it's been 9 years.
Wow.
Where is it all going? But what's changed most from your first couple of years, at least as head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly have a lot less anxiety, I hope, in the first couple of years, and have settled into my role as a head coach, and have I've been blessed with continuity with my staff, so it really feels like we complement each other really well and know what we're doing, and and through the years we've built up a pretty good reputation and been able to continue to attract good players, and it gets a little bit more fun, I guess, every year, just knowing that we're a little bit more confident in what we're doing, and feel like our program continues to move forward and competing more and more on the national stage. And like you said, it's hard to believe it's been 9 years, but it's just as enjoyable, just as challenging, and just as fun.
Coach, you've been linked for a while now to, quote, bigger opportunities, but you've repeatedly chosen to stay. Why is this job the right spot for you?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons, you know. I've been given good advice by people throughout my career, and the one that resonates with me is, don't mess with happiness, I'm happy here. I have a tremendous athletic director and, university administration and with the new president, they continue to give us what we need to push this program forward. And I said all along, my ambitions for this program and the university stay in lockstep, I'm interested in seeing how far we can push this thing. And, I have a great team and awesome kids in our program. The fan base is tremendous. Obviously with the new facility coming, it continues to be a really good situation. My kids really enjoy it here, and my daughter's a senior at UVM, and my youngest daughter's a senior in high school at Burlington, and I have a really good life here, and I'm happy, and I'm really challenged at work, and as long as those things stay the same, I'll continue to do my best.
John Becker, UVM men's basketball coach, entering his ninth season. Team opens up tomorrow night against St. Bonaventure. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30. We have all Catamount basketball games all season here on 101.3 The Game. Before we get into this season ahead, reflect back a little bit. The Taylor Coppenrath, TJ Sorrentine jersey retirement a couple of weeks ago. What was that night like for you?
Oh, it was special. Anytime you're part of those things, it just really motivates you. I mean, what an honor to have your jersey retired, and I've gotten to know those two guys and most of that team really well through the years, and I consider a lot of those guys friends, and to have everyone together was fun, and to certainly celebrate PJ and Taylor in that way, and the ceremony was tremendous, and to have Brown up for an exhibition game, it just all was really, really special, and Taylor is probably the best player to ever play at Vermont, and TJ, I believe, is the most important player to ever play at Vermont, and what a way to honor both of them.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, Ernie's gone. Ernie's moved on. We have other Duncans, but Ernie's moved on. Tell us about some of the new faces. Is the offense still going to be the same, or are we going to be jacking up three-pointers? What's going on, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, in the two exhibitions, we shot a lot of threes, probably more than we will throughout the year, and Ernie is a big loss along with Sammy, but Ernie especially, just his consistency, his shooting, his leadership, kind of just his zen-like calm, I think was really good for everybody, and so replacing him is going to be a challenge. I think the combination of Everett being more aggressive offensively and Steph being more consistent I think, you know, those if they those two guys can do that, I think we can make up for the loss of Ernie. But certainly Ernie and Anthony had a really good rapport, and our offense ran through those two guys for most of the year until later in the year when Benny and Steph and some other guys kind of step forward. So this year, you know, it's been a little bit unfortunate because we've had, you know, injuries throughout the whole preseason. You know, Anthony's missed every practice except a couple. Benny missed almost all of the preseason. And so it's been hard to get a rhythm and hard to kind of experiment with lineups and how we want to play. Obviously, Anthony will be a focal point, but it'll probably be a little bit more spread out this year, the offense, as far as it just being not just two guys with Ernie and Anthony. So, but, you know, it's going to be it's hard to know what we're going to look like offensively. The system will be relatively the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, until we can get some rhythm and get some consistency with practice, and now that we're in games, obviously we'll get some game film. But we're going to have to find our way. I expect it to be a little choppy early. Hopefully we can depend on our defense and our rebounding and some of those things as we kind of figure out what we are offensively.
John, you talk about personal expectations for the team. I mean, obviously they're sky high. They have been for years, but it seems like even more so this year. But how do you keep the team living in the moment day by day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a challenge, certainly with, you know, in today's world with social media and just, you know, a million different news outlets now. And, and you know, it can be challenging, but, you know, I tried my best to kind of keep the guys focused and obviously, you know, our challenging non-conference schedule hopefully will certainly keep the guys focused and humble because if we're not ready to play, it's, you know, we'll have a long night. And so I think that hopefully will help us keep focused. But I expect this to be a little bit more choppy in the non-conference because of the strength of our schedule, but also because, you know, we're introducing some new players I think will have important roles on this team, and Daniel Giddens and Duncan DeMuth and Aaron Deloney, and Bailey hasn't played much, but I think you know it looks like he's going to be in the rotation, and so there's a lot of and Ernie's gone, so like the combination of a lot of factors, we pretty much knew who we were the last couple of years, and this year I think we're going to have to find that out. I think we like, you know, we love the talent, we love the upside, we love the potential. It just may take a little while to get there. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how the non-conference goes. And then certainly with the expectation, you know, now all of a sudden we're supposed to win every game and, you know, no one's supposed to score on us and we're supposed to score every basket, you know, like, and so the combination of those two things, you know, will test us and it will be interesting. And it's what makes it fun.
Well, Coach, along the lines of what Rich asked, because I'm going to go a little further on that, because you have a veteran-laden team, a lot of guys who have had a lot of success, been to a couple tournaments, et cetera. How do you keep the mood light and fun? Because I think maybe the fear, at least for me, would be when you have such a veteran-laden team that has experienced that and wants to experience it again, it can be very, very pressure-filled every day at practice. How do you keep it light and fun?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, when we practice and we play hard, and the one thing with this group, it's really competitive. Like if you came into our gym for practice, you know, there's a lot of talk and a lot of tough guys out there, and a lot of like said, experienced guys and guys that don't like to lose. And so there's an edge to this group. It may not be as smoothed out yet as it is at this point in other years, but from a competitive standpoint, these guys get after it, and so. You know, so it's not super light in there during practice. I'll say that, but in the locker room, off the court, these guys are a really close knit group. And, a lot of all the upperclassmen live together and the young guys, are down at their house all the time. And it's been a really, even though we're introducing a lot of new guys, the new guys have a reverence and a respect for what the players here have already done, and they just want to learn and be part of it and figure it out. And so since the summer, this group has been connected really well and hang out quite a bit. And, you know, they, you know, and that's why I'm kind of, you know, we're going on the road today. We're leaving in a couple hours to head out to New York. And, you know, these early season road trips, which we have a bunch of every year, are really an interesting time of seeing the guys off the court a lot, you know, in the hotels and as we travel in airports and on the bus and whatnot. So I'll have, you know, a better sense of the camaraderie of this group in lighter situations like that. And that's always fun to kind of see that and see how that develops.
Catamount basketball coach John Becker with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. We are your home for Catamount basketball all season long. The three-point line moved back this year a couple of feet. Yep. How does that affect your team, and how does it affect your defense?
Yeah, I mean, so I think the idea behind it is to kind of stretch out the defenses a little bit and open up the court a little bit. You know, we'll see. You know, the one thing with this year's team is we're big and long and athletic, and so the court's still looks small out there when we're playing defense the right way. So that's been encouraging. From an offensive standpoint, we'll see. You know, I mean, before they moved this back, they played with this three-point line in the NIT for the past couple years and as an experimental rule, which is pretty cool that they do that during the NIT. And actually, we experienced it well a couple years ago when we played Middle Tennessee State. And you know, and so the NCAA did their research, and, you know, the percentages, at least, you know, in the games, a pretty good data set, I'd imagine, wasn't too much. It was less than a percentage point different than the old line. So I don't know how much it's going to affect the shooting, because guys shoot from way behind the line to begin with.
Right.
But watching some of these early games, you know, last two nights in college basketball, there's been a lot of bad shooting. So I don't know if that's a product of the line moving back or just early season game for guys who, you know, don't have their legs yet. But like, there's been some ugly basketball so far.
Well, we're hoping for no ugly basketball tomorrow. Last question, hardest hitting question of the interview, Coach Becker. Will you please make Anthony Lamb cut his hair at some point? Because I don't know. I don't even know if this is a full mohawk or what. I feel like he's the USC Trojans mascot right now.
I know. Aaron Deloney has the same haircut. And, you know, hey, I let the guys be themselves, express themselves how they want, as long as they're doing what they need to do on the court. And I'm sure his hairstyle will change a couple times throughout the year. And, I was watching the tape from last year. As long as he doesn't grow that mustache. He had that mustache in the St. Bonaventure game last year. You know, as long as that doesn't come back, he can keep his hair any way he wants.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for coming by. Of course, if you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of us, because we have all the answers along with our listeners. I've got you going undefeated, so no pressure. Okay. And by the way, that bad shooting game, was that the Virginia-Syracuse game? Did you watch that one? That was horrible.
I don't have ACC Network somehow on my Comcast. I got to look into that. But no, I was watching a bunch of games. I was watching three or four or five games all at once the other night. And I don't want to single anyone out because you end up playing as full support material.
I hear you.
You were watching the same games I was.
Yes, I'm sure I was. Coach, you have a great trip. Best of luck against St. Bonaventure, and we'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, take care. Thanks, you got it.